You already have mentioned snow and cold weather, but we have a question from Gayla in North Dakota, which gets very, very cold. And she wants to know, how do you best prepare for a foal being born in the cold of winter?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is nutrition of the mare. And coming where I came from in Australia, it wasn't nearly as cold as it got over here, and I was amazed how fluffy bulls are born here. So they're prepared. They get prepared for this environment. I think the main thing is having an area. It's not so much just the temperature, but often it's the wind chill factor that will get them. So being wet and out in a cold environment without wind isn't a big deal, and they'll dry off pretty quickly. But being in an area that's got a, that doesn't have a little a wind break through it is not an ideal situation. That's when that, the foal will dry by evaporation, and so you'll take a lot of extra heat with it from that foal. So my biggest thing is if that mare is adapted to that environment, things should go fine. Mares foal out in the wild all the time and they're totally fine even in the cold. So if the mare is adapted to that weather, the foal will also have been adapted to that. Even though they come out and shivering is not necessarily saying they're cold. That's the way of the foal warming up. So that shivering is not saying, hey, this foal's freezing, I need to go and take it in my house and put it in front of the fire. If the foal is otherwise acting normally, shivering is actually a good sign that that foal is thermoregulating and it's trying to warm itself up. So if the foal is otherwise active, so my biggest tip is making sure that that mare was prepared to start with. She's in good body condition, and that if you're foaling outside, making sure there's a wall or a bar or something, some kind of windbreak outside there. Making sure they're monitored, making sure that foal has nursed and doing all the normal things. But having a barn for, to prepare, we all have these this crazy weather that's been happening over the basically over the globe these days with surprise storms. So having a big stall available to foal in or bring them into to encourage that bonding if that's if that's an issue.